Finally today, sad news this week for all those who like polka. The announcement came from the California offices of the Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. It said the Grammy Award for Best Polka Album has been eliminated. The Academy feels this is needed to ensure the Grammys continue to reflect the, quote, current musical landscape, which means no more awards for albums like this. Polka sounds of Jimmy Sturr there from his 2008 Grammy-winning polka album, Come Share the Wine. And Jimmy Sturr, you've got to be upset by this. After all, you've won 18 out of 24 polka Grammys, so now what?
You know, I do feel a little bit bad, but, you know, in the next sentence, you know, I'm grateful, really, because of the Recording Academy. I've recorded with Alison Krauss and Willie Nelson, Bela Fleck, and yeah, just a whole bunch of others. Do I feel bad? Yeah, I feel bad. But look, I'm going to work just as hard. You know, I got a new album that'll be coming out. It's called Polka Cola, The Music That Refreshes. And the title cut on it called Polka Cola, and that's why I called it that.
I love it. What feedback have you gotten from your fans and from polka fans in general about the category being eliminated?
Oh, man, especially on the internet, you know, there's so much about it. And, you know, how, you know, the Grammys shouldn't have done it, and all of this, they don't appreciate polkas, and, you know, the music, it really represents so many nationalities that make up America. I mean, you know, you think about it, the Germans, Slovenians, your Italians, Polish, of course, Austrians, Switzerland, you can even go as far as Tejano, you can go as far as Cajun music, and it really is all polka music, and these, they don't, you know, they're not looking, you know, at that whole big picture. I think they just think that, you know, everybody still wears just nothing but lederhosen and plays the tuba and all that kind of stuff.
Can I play you some music right now that is not technically polka, I guess, but which seems to fly in the face of the Academy's notion of the current musical landscape?
Sure.
Okay, let's take a listen to this.
El amor. El amor es algo invisible.
That's a dance track called El Fracaso by a Tijuana-based DJ producer, Iber Boreal, part of the Nortec Collective. That's from their Volume 3. Jimmy Sturr, I doubt I need to encourage you on this, but it would seem that if the Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences says polka isn't part of the current musical landscape, maybe they're just not thinking very cleverly about what polka is these days.
Well, you know, I think if it came out that they had a big meeting, that's where they made this decision. You know, and if you went back to that meeting, I guarantee if there was 20 people there, I don't know how many there were, but if there were 20 of them, say, 19 probably never heard a real, you know, a polka band in person. Never been to one of the festivals where they draw thousands and thousands of people. You know, so they really, I feel that they really don't know the polka genre.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck, Jimmy Sturr, and maybe you can shoehorn polka cola into another category like Americana or world music.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure where they'll put it. There was talk about Americana and folk, and I'm sure you look at polka's a style of music, and they can't ignore that. So they have to put it someplace. It's not only a music, it's a great music.
Jimmy Sturr, polka king and multiple Grammy winner. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, thank you for taking the time out, and don't forget, promote polka.
Okay, we'll end with Dancing with Rosie from your 2008 Grammy Award-winning album, Come Share the Wine.
Dancing with Rosie until the dawn.
World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Dancing with Rosie until the dawn. Dancing with Rosie all night long. There'll be no other until I die. I'll be dancing with Rosie all night.
The world. World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. GatesFoundation.org. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon Heroes, dedicated to the common good. Skoll.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Compton Foundation, and by the PRI Program Fund, whose contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. MacFound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.